Welcome to Horse Happenings with myself, Lindsay Partridge. In today's episode, we're going to talk about healthy boundaries. And this is a big one that kind of came up for me today when I was working with my little two-year-old horse, Bunny. And she's become a little bit of a monster and was kind of throwing her shoulder into me and trying to push me out of the way. And my co-op student, Sarah, was asking me about this. And, you know, is it her attitude? Is that her disposition? Kind of asking all those probing questions. And really what it kind of comes down to is healthy boundaries. And essentially in her case, what's kind of happened is I've been away a lot, so it's not her fault. I haven't been working with her a whole bunch. And when she has been coming out, she's been coming out to just get her grain or maybe to get her feet trimmed or something like that and going back out. So she hasn't really been getting very good training or consistency with those boundaries and been kind of learning how to kind of, you know, rush into her pen to get her food. And then she goes back out and hasn't been learning patience or anything like that. And then the staff that are doing these things, you know, they're kind of taking the horses from A to B, but they're not necessarily watching her very carefully on how she gets there, because that's not their job. It's not their job to train my horse for me. They're just kind of bringing her in. And so she's kind of pushing them ever so gently out of the way. But then the problem becomes when I go to ask her to move her shoulders or to move sideways or something, now it becomes a big deal because she's been getting away with all of these little things over the past long while of, I'll just, you know, push into you one step here and I'll kind of push a little bit here and I'll cross your drive line there and I won't stand still where you asked me to. I'll kind of come over here. And none of those things are really bad. They're not, you know, dangerous. She's not trying to kick or bite or strike or any of those kinds of things. So it's just kind of been behavior that's been letting slide a little bit and not been corrected. But the result of what's happening is that Bunny thinks that she's the passive leader. And so then when there's things that she doesn't really want to do, like now that I have a co-op student and we're working with her a couple of days a week now, just on the ground to get her doing some more things, getting practice with her groundwork so she understands some different cues and getting ready to learn some riding cues and stuff like that, even though I don't intend to start her as a two-year-old, just start her brain as a two-year-old to understand some things. And so as we're doing that, we're starting to see her put up a little bit of a fight, so to speak, with certain things like asking her to move over or move out of our space because she doesn't think she should have to. Or depending on how you want to look at it, whether she doesn't think she should have to, or she hasn't been conditioned to do that. She's been thinking that she can push on us. However you want to phrase it, the end result is that she has learned that she can be pushing on people and even kind of throw her shoulder into them such that it becomes a bit more of a dangerous issue. Because when we're, you know, in a particular spot of the arena or something where she doesn't want to be or doesn't want to do that, if you're not careful, she could literally knock you over, even though she's not that big. And we definitely don't want these behaviors to escalate and become worse. And so the kind of a key message coming out of this podcast today is that I want you to be very aware of those boundaries and have healthy boundaries, boundaries that are about protecting your personal space and keeping you safe. And it doesn't mean that you have to be mean to your horse or that you have to really push them around or that you have to show them who's boss or anything like that. It's just about having that respect for yourself that your horse also respects your personal space, because horses do understand personal space. They do understand bubbles of personal space. They do understand drive lines. And they understand that they're not supposed to lean on or bite or nip at or push on people or other horses unless they've been invited to do that. So we can have those expectations of our horse as well. And it actually helps improve the relationship because it helps you to be a lot safer around each other. So it helps you to be a lot more confident around each other. And then that consistency can also help the horse feel a lot more relaxed. And so I was noticing with Bunny that she was still doing a lot of the gumming behavior where they kind of almost like chew their own tongue, so to speak. A lot of foals will do that sometimes. They do it when they get a bit stressed or they're unsure or they're worried. And so as we do some more groundwork over the next couple of weeks and we have some consistencies in these boundaries, I'm hoping that we'll see that start to go away and we'll see her relax because she'll be able to kind of settle in and understand what's expected of her. And also understand that, you know, we're not being mean to her. I don't strike out at her in punishment or anything like that. It's just a matter of being firm about my personal space and saying you can't come in here and you can't push on me or lean on me or anything like that. Just because, you know, you don't want to do something that I'm asking you to do. And whether she's not wanting to do what I'm asking her to do because she doesn't understand or she's scared or whatever the reason is, the end result is you still can't knock over people. Especially we're very, very patient in the way that we train horses. We kind of stop and wait and allow them time to process. And we think about, is there any way that I can give this cue more clearly and really try to help them through it? But you're not allowed to do any type of dangerous behavior or pushing behavior because that can turn into something really bad. And there can be some conflict around this idea of boundaries. I find that people tend to go one way or the other in the extreme. A lot of people tend to either get too assertive with their horses to the point that their horses become a little bit fearful of them and they can lose a lot of that connection and that relationship because they're too assertive to the point of being scary. And then I also find that people can go to the other extreme a lot too, where they're so afraid of ruining the relationship with their horse. They're so afraid of hurting their horse's feelings or making their horse scared that they don't have those boundaries. And instead their horse is kind of walking all over them and pushing on them and not necessarily in that dangerous, aggressive way, but in a very disrespectful can lead down to a path of becoming dangerous kind of way. Just little things like where you ask the horse to stand still, but then they come in too close and they put their shoulder into you and get you to move out of your little spot. Those types of things might not seem like such a big deal, but if you don't correct them and you're not aware of them, it can become something much bigger, especially when your horse gets nervous or scared or they're in a new environment. Everything just kind of gets amplified a little bit more. And so if your horse is already not caring about where you're standing and knocking you out of the way, even if it's knocking you out of the way without being super mean about it, then when they're really upset, they're going to really knock you out of the way and get where they want to go and get themselves to safety or something like that. So it becomes, it can become a situation where it does get dangerous. So we really want to be careful about that and have that respect for ourselves and respecting that space and making sure that our horse understands that biting us, striking at us, pushing on us, leaning on us, walking into us and causing us to move out of our path are all things that are unacceptable. And the easiest way to kind of get around that is to just kind of make your space kind of moving and uncomfortable. So that way, if the horse walks into your space, they might get bumped by your moving hand, but it's because you're just moving in general in your own space, in your own bubble, and your horse came into the space. I always tell people, try to be like an electric fence. If the horse goes up to an electric fence and they touch it, they get zapped. But then as soon as they're not touching the fence anymore, there's no zapping. The fence doesn't jump off the post and run after them and try to get them. And we want to have that same kind of mentality with us. If you're in my space and I'm just moving my hands around and you get bumped by my flailing hands, then that's your own fault. And you're going to understand that when you get yourself away from my moving space, you're no longer going to get irritated by my flapping arms that are all over the place. I'm not going to step towards you or try to whack you on purpose or try to not whack you on purpose. I'm just moving in my own space. And if you come into it, then you can kind of have the consequences of that. So the moral of the story is, have healthy boundaries. It is the first phase in the partnership phase that we talk about in our relationships with horses. Without healthy boundaries, we really can't have anything else with our horses. So we need to make sure that we start with those healthy boundaries because we both need to feel safe with each other. We both need to have respect for each other. And we both want to have that level of comfort with each other so we can move on in a learning type of way with each other. So no matter if you ride your horse, you groundwork your horse, whatever you do with your horse and whoever you are, with that horse, whether you're the owner or you're somebody who takes lessons or you're doing chores and things like that, try to be really aware of where your feet are. Make sure that if you're moving, it's because you wanted to move. It's not because the horse is pushing you out of the way. And allow yourself to clear some space around you, to have that arm's length of space around you. And it's okay to ask your horse to step back so you can have that space. And even if you have to ask them to step back, you know, 10 times in a row, you can repeatedly do that until they get the message, oh, okay, like, you don't want me that close to you, and that's okay. We don't need to be mean about it. We just need to be clear, and we need to be consistent. So with that, I hope this has given you something to think about, having healthy boundaries, and do a little reflection with the horses that are in your life and think, you know, do I have healthy boundaries with them? Do they respect my drive lines? Do they respect that personal space? Are they safe in my space? And that can just take you to the next level of partnership with your horse. Thanks for listening to Horse Happenings with myself, Lindsay Partridge. Remember, you can always check out more great free resources and other information at harmonyhorsemanship.com or check me out on my personal website, lindsaypartridge.com. That's Lindsay with an E, partridge.com, or harmonyhorsemanship.com. Thanks so much for listening, and bye for now.